Zuma Radio, the original greatest Christmas hits. Neil Diamond, you make it feel like Christmas on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I think I can say with a fair degree of confidence that we will be enjoying a white Christmas this year. A major storm has Toronto, the GTA, and a good chunk of Ontario in its sights. And we want you to feel confident that roads, sidewalks, and highways will be cleared quickly to keep everyone safe. Our guest is Barbara Gray, General Manager of Transportation Services for the City of Toronto. Thanks for your time, Barbara. We know it's a super busy day for you.
Yeah, well, no problem. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we're talking to you, just as the wintry precipitation arrives. And yesterday I received in the mail, Barbara, it was perfect timing, the mini brochure that you've sent out called Winter is Coming and So Are We. It details how the City of Toronto is approaching snow clearing this year. Wondering, as a property taxpayer, why did you feel you needed to send out this info to city residents? Are people skeptical after last year's massive snowstorm?
Well, you know, we it's actually from 2018. We did a full examination of our winter program, and one of the messages that we heard loud and clear was that people didn't really understand our service levels. They didn't know what to expect. And so we put together a communications plan then, and we've been doing one every year, including a direct mail piece, which we did to homeowners and renters this year. And then we are also going to be coming out with another bit of that campaign in January as well. So you have something to look forward to. You'll see that on bus shelters and around the city.
You were commenting that this is a challenging time. I mean, we're heading into winter, so it's going to be a super busy time for people who clear snow in the City of Toronto. Do you have enough staff and enough equipment right now to take care of today's storm?
We do. I want people to feel very confident. We've been preparing for our winter season all year. We prepare all year. We have our equipment in. We have, as I think many people know, we have a sort of a new set of winter contracts and new technology this year, and we are ready to go. So we've already been out this morning overnight doing anti-icing and spot salting where there were some icy conditions. This storm, I think, is going to be a little fickle. We're anticipating it'll start with freezing rain, and then it's going to transition relatively quickly this afternoon to snow through the evening to tomorrow. So we are getting ready to send out our salters in the next few hours so we can get at least a round of salt down on the roads and sidewalks before the snow comes. And then we think we'll pretty quickly transition to plowing. So you'll see us out there. Give the plow some space, drive slow, be careful out there, and we'll take care of the snow.
Barbara, let me piggyback on Sam's question and ask you then, do you have enough staff and equipment to deal with a storm like we had last January, 55 centimeters?
Well, yes, we do. We have 1,400 pieces of snow clearing equipment and sufficient staff between our own staff and contractors. We have some of our in-house team that does the snow clearing work, and then we've got contracted services as well. I will say that a 55-centimeter storm is, I think everybody knows because we talked about it a lot last year, is really an unprecedented event, especially coming down that quickly. So our more typical storms, 10 to 30 centimeters, we are absolutely prepared, and we are prepared for a large event as well. But we're always happy when the snow is, 30 centimeters or less.
There was new GPS tracking technology that I know was supposed to be in place so that neighborhoods, that could potentially be forgotten just because there's so much work to do when there is a big snowstorm, could locate where the plows are and how soon they're going to get to their, their neck of the woods. Is all that set to go to the whole GPS thing that that everyone was talking about?
So as I mentioned, we've got new contracts and new equipment, and about 80% of it is fully equipped with GPS. The rest should be in place within the next few days. But all of the beats and all of the neighborhoods are covered. So when people go on PlowTO, which I really encourage people to do, we've added some brand new features this year. I think people will be interested to see there's a separation. Now you can tell if the equipment that's coming down your street is a salter or a plow or a sidewalk plow, what's happening with the bike lanes, what's happening with the expressways. So check out PlowTO, and that's all being fed by GPS.
Okay, and PlowTO, is it a .ca or is it through the City of Toronto website?
It's through the City of Toronto website.
Excellent. Barbara Gray, General Manager of Transportation Services for the City of Toronto. Okay, you do have a super busy day ahead, and so we're going to let you get to it. Thank you, though, for taking the time.
No problem. Thanks so much.
Let's check your drive one last time this morning with Spencer.